Hey, Mama Girl, and welcome to another episode here on Prep and Lands Podcast. Today's goal, Mama Girl, is to give you helpful tips and tricks for your travel adventures. If you're traveling for business or a vacation or just visiting family, whatever the case may be, if this is your first time flying, it can be exciting, but it can also be a little overwhelming. So in this episode, we're going to break down everything you need to know from booking your flight to landing it safely. Prep and land, Mama Girl, prep and land. Prep and land, Mama Girl. You with me? Good. So let's dive right in. Let's start with how to prepare before you even head to the airport, okay? First, booking early, okay? Booking early is the key. It gives you better options for your seat selection, which can make a big difference for your comfort during the flight, okay? In general, booking domestic flights during the shoulder season, this is not the peak season, okay? This is the off season, the season that's not as popular, the season that is more affordable for the mama girls on the budget, okay? It is best to book these seats on these flights about 1 to 3 months in advance, okay? For the peak season, it's about 3 to 7 months in advance, okay? With international flights, according to some of the sources that I've researched and all the things, the booking window for these flights are about 2 to 8 months in advance, okay? These are the best time to book your flights. For international flights, is about 2 to 8 months, okay? In general, domestic flights during the shoulder season. Now, if you don't remember what the shoulder season is, it's the not peak season. It's the down season. It's the season that people don't usually travel to the destination. It's the season that saves you a little bit of coins because the locals are trying to get you there so that way they don't completely, you know, bottom out. It's the season that most people are not traveling, okay? The not peak season. It is best to book these trips, these flights, about 1 to 3 months in advance, okay? For peak season domestic flights, you want to do those about 3 to 7 months in advance. When it comes to international flights, according to some of the sources that I found in the research, it's about 2 to 8 months in advance, okay? With 60 days being like the best of the best, like the cream of the crop. But, you know, it all depends on the flights. Depends on where you're going, how you're getting there, but where you're going, who you're going with. Okay, so, you know, just some FYI, window seats are like a great seat for you to have for first-time flyers who want to see the view. It's beautiful, in my personal opinion. I love a window seat, but the aisle seat gives you a little bit more access to move around. It gives you a little bit more leg room that you wouldn't necessarily have if you sat in a window seat or in the middle seat. So it depends on what you want. Do you want the view, the uninterrupted view, or do you want to have a little bit more leg room? For me, like I said, I love window seats, but the aisle seat gives you that additional leg room that you won't necessarily have if you sit in the window seat or the middle seat, okay? Also, don't forget to check your ID, your passport, just your documents in general, especially if you're going on international flights where you might need a visa. Make sure everything is correct. All your names are spelled correctly. All the expiration dates are valid. You are not driving. You are not flying with expired documentation. You want to make sure all that stuff is valid. And you need to have your real ID. And if you don't have your real ID, Mama Girl, it takes effect March 7th, 2025. So if you have not done so already, go ahead and get your real ID. That way you are not stopped from taking your flight, because the airlines will not take your ID if it is not a real ID starting May 7th, 2025. Okay? Okay, just FYI, make sure all your stuff is correct. Make sure everything is current, not expired. That way you have no issues when you get to this airport, okay? And then there are also baggage allowances. Every airline company has different allowances that they allow on their particular airplane. So you need to go ahead and do your research and check to see what the rules are for bringing on, like onboarding, what bags you can bring on board, how many, what the weight requirement is, the weight cap is. And you want to do that for both your checked and your carry-on bags, okay? So once you have everything ready, you have your documents ready, you know the weight requirements of your bags, you know how many bags you can take on the plane, how many bags need to be checked in, what the cost of to check the bag in, all that things. Once you have all those, all that information, go ahead and check in. It is check in with the airline. It's best to do this a day before. Okay, go ahead and do that the day before so you don't have to do it the day of. Save you some time, save you some hassle, save you some stress, okay? All the things. All the things. And even when you check in early, sometimes you can even pick your own seat. So it's good to check in early prior to you arriving to the airport, okay? Lastly, the last thing I want to say in this section, I don't want you to underestimate the importance of packing smart, okay? Always pack your essentials in your carry-on, okay? You want your travel documents, you want a lightweight jacket, you want your medicines, you want your phone charger, you want your entertainment in your carry-on with you just in case you need to take your medicine, and so you can have your entertainment, all your travel stuff right there, so it's not getting lost. Trust me, you'll thank yourself during that flight if you do that, okay? So let's make sure you have all your important stuff in your carry-on bag. All right, let's move on. Now let's talk about the airport experience, okay? I recommend arriving early, at least 2 hours before a domestic flight and at least 3 hours before an international one, okay? This will allow you plenty of time to go through the check-in process and security.
I'll tell you this experience.
Stressing. I just came back.
We don't have
New
time
Orleans.
To be stressing. Listen.
I just came back from New Orleans, and the flight up, it was a morning flight. It was like a 5 a.m. flight, so nobody was in the TSA line. I was the first one. So that experience, it was a boom, boom experience. And I ended up having to get my bag checked because I had some pepper spray on my keychain, and I forgot to take it off. So they ended up having to check my bag, but I wasn't freaking because I was early enough to not have to run to catch my flight. So that was a benefit. But coming back, mama girl, when I tell you the line to TSA was stupid. I don't know what it is. Well, no, I do know what it was, because New Orleans was going through, they were getting ready to have that hurricane come through. I can't remember that hurricane's name. Bless it. Helen, was it Helen? I think it was Helen. Either way, the hurricane was coming through, and so people were trying to get out of there, myself included. So the line was stupid. It was stupid long. It was stupid long. They had different lines for different things, and if you weren't careful, like me, I was not careful. I did not read properly, and so I ended up being in the wrong line. So I had to go all the way back to the back of the line. It was a whole deal, but because I got there early, it was not as stressful as it would have been had my flight getting ready to leave. I only had 30 minutes to check in. Do you see? Get there early, okay? At least 2 hours before the domestic flight and at least 3 hours before your international ones, okay? Speaking of security, here is what to expect, okay? You'll need to show your ID and your boarding pass, so make sure you do not have those items in your carry-on bag or your luggage. You want to make sure you have that in hand so that you can give it to the TSA security personnel. And then you're going to go through the screening process. So they're going to make you take off your shoes. So let us make sure we are washing our feet. Let us make sure we are washing our feet and we are having shoes that are easy to get on and off, okay? And then you want to remove all your electronics, like your tablets and your laptops, from your bag. And you want to keep your liquids inside of a clear bag. And it's pretty straightforward. You're going to put your stuff in little containers that will slide through the, I call it an x-ray machine. I don't think it's the proper name for it. It's x-ray machine, but I don't know the proper name for it. But it's going to go through that little machine where it's going to look in the stuff and make sure you're not carrying anything that you're not supposed to be carrying. And then you're going to go through the body scanner. You're going to put your hands in the air. You're going to wave them like you just don't care. You're not going to wave them. You're going to stand still. But it's going to bring you that song. That song's going to come in your head, and you can hum it in your head. Don't do the movements with it. Just hum it in the head and wave your hands like you just don't care. You can do that. And then you'll grab all your stuff, put your shoes back on, put your stuff in your bag, and then go to your gate. That's the security process. Pretty straightforward, pretty easy, as long as you're making sure that you plan before, okay? And after security, you just simply go find your gate. You can do that by checking the monitors or following the signs, and then you can relax until you board, and that's it. And that's it. So we talked about what to do before you get to the airport. We talked about the security process, what you're going to be first coming to when you get to the airport. Now let's talk about this plane, okay? Let's talk about this plane. So the main thing you need to do is just listen to what the airport staff are saying, what they're telling you on the announcements. That way you know when your group's turn it is, and then you wait for them to call your group. Plain and simple. And once you're on board, you can store your carry-on either in the overhead compartment that's above your head, or you can store it underneath your seat. Now, I will say, if you have like a little carry-on suitcase, those will need to go overhead, okay? If you have like a purse and a little book bag, those would be considered a personal item. And that can go underneath the seat, but it has to go in one of the two. They're not going to let you hold it in your lap during the takeoff and the landing of the flight. They're going to make you put it away and either put it above your head or below underneath the seat. Okay. Now, as the plane takes off, you might feel some pressure in your ears. I don't want you to worry. This is totally normal. Just chew you some chewing gum or do a quick little yawn to relieve the pressure, okay? And once you're in the air, things normally stabilize for you and you can enjoy the ride, okay? Now, depending on how long the flight is, you may get a little snack or a little drink service, depending on the flight and depending on what class you're sitting in. You may get a little snack and a little drink service, okay? For longer flights, there may even be some meals provided. And listen, mama girls, traveling with the children, in-flight entertainment is your best friend, okay? You can do many planes. I know American Airlines, their newer planes definitely have the little screens that you can plug some headphones in, and then you can watch like movies and TV shows, or you can listen to music. Just make sure you bring the headphones that you can, so you can enjoy it, because they will not let you listen to that if you do not have a headphone in your ear, to be respectful of everybody else's ride, to make sure that you are not causing a disturbance by listening to whatever you're listening to on the in-flight entertainment little screens that they have, okay? And remember, if there is a seatbelt sign on, stay seated. Turbulence can happen, but it is totally normal. I've been on plenty of airplanes that have turbulence. And if it helps you, I'll tell you what I do. When I experience turbulence on a plane, I look out the window, because I'm sitting in a window seat, and I like sitting right there on top of the wing. But I've learned just in my recent travels that the back, I feel like the back has less, you don't feel it as much. It's more smoother. I don't know. And some people might think it's the front, but I usually like sitting on the wing. That's where I like sitting, because I look out at the wing when I feel the turbulence, and I tell myself, I look at it and I see that it's okay, that it's intact, that it's holding it in the road. And I say to myself, if the wing is okay, then I'm okay. If the wing is not okay, then I am not okay. And usually when I'm looking out at the window, because the wing is okay, I'm okay, and I chill. I imagine like it's a little roller coaster or like a little fun ride that's getting me over it, and I'm able to just kind of relax until the turbulence is gone, and then I'm good. But if that helps you, then I definitely encourage you to do that. If that does not help you, then honey, don't do it. Don't do it. Find something else that can help you get through the turbulence, okay? And after that, honey, you've landed. You've here. You made it to your destination. Listen, do not rush to get off the plane just yet. It'll take a few moments for the doors to open and for people to start disembarking. And be patient and have grace. And remember that it's not just you gathering your stuff, okay? It's other people too. And if you check the bag, you can follow the signs to the baggage claim area and wait for your luggage there. But if you didn't check it back, you don't have to worry about that. If you're connecting flights, you do not go. Listen to me, mama girl. If you are connecting flights, if this is the first flight of however many, you do not go to the baggage claim area. You just go to the next flight. It is the airport's responsibility to get your checked bag from flight A to flight B. You're not going to have to do that. You just make sure you get yourself from flight A to flight B, okay? Okay, but if this is your last flight, that's the only flight you're taking, whatever the situation may be, you're done flying for the day, you follow the signs down to the baggage claim area, and then you read to see which baggage claim area is for your flight, and then you grab your luggage when they start rolling it out, okay? Okay, and that's it. That's it. And mama girl, now that I'm thinking about this, I should have said this in the beginning, but we want to make sure that we're arranging transportation. If you have not planned to get a rental car, you're going to do a taxi or a Uber or a shuttle, whatever, you want to make sure you have that arranged before you take off. But if you did not, you can do it after you land. But it's just, in my experience, it's always been better to have that arranged before I take off. That way it will help me not stress trying to figure out how I'm getting to my hotel room. But if it works for you to do it later, then honey, do it later. I do want to say a couple things before I let you go. A couple more quick tips before we wrap up. Listen, some airlines increase fares as more seats are booked up. So it is important to know when the booking window opens, okay? You can track flights, flat prices on like Google Flights or Hopper to keep an eye on cost fluctuations. And you can also search directly with the airline to get a full spread of options, okay? And you also want to make sure you are staying hydrated. I want to make sure I say that. You want to make sure you are staying hydrated, especially during long flights. The air in the cabin is so dry. It is so dry. So you want to make sure you are drinking plenty of water. And also dress comfortably. Do the layers thing because it's also cold. And if you're not used to being in a cold environment, you will be cold and you will be uncomfortable. We want to make sure you are as comfortable as possible during your flight. So make sure you have layers with you so you can adjust to the changing temperatures of the plane. And lastly, throughout the journey, let us be patient, okay? Flying can be stressful for first-time flyers. Listen, it's stressful to a degree for me, and I'm not a first-time flyer, but it can be so stressful. But the best thing that you can do is just to take it one step at a time, okay? You'll do great. You'll do great. Breathe and just go with the flow. Go with the flow and allow grace and be patient. And that's it. That is it, mama girl. So thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope these tips will make your first flight experience a breeze. Now listen, if you have not heard the news already, I know you have because you love me so. You love me so, and so you keep in the know of all the tea that I have to give to you. We are going on a first trip. We are going on the first prep and land trip. I am doing so good. I'm not telling y'all all the tea before the tea is going to be revealed. If you don't remember, it comes out Monday, October 14th, 2024. I am so excited. I just cannot hide it. I'm about to lose my cool, and I think I like it. If you have not done so already, go ahead and sign up for the email list so that you can stay in the know and know all the know when the know comes out. And if you have any more questions or want more travel advice, feel free to reach out to me by visiting my website, www.prepandland.com. That's www.prepandland.com. As always, mama girl, choose to make life an experience and experience the life that you choose. Don't just exist, mama girl. Live. Till next time, honey. Peace.